This is 88.5 WFTD News. I'm Michael Burke. A new memorial honoring fallen veterans in Guilford County is officially open to the public. As WFTD's Carrie Brown reports, the site will bear names of hundreds of fallen soldiers.
Gentlemen, would you please raise your flags?
Dozens of people attended a dedication ceremony Monday afternoon in downtown Greensboro. The site pays tribute to the 632 men and women of Guilford County who've died in battle since World War II. The War Memorial Auditorium originally housed a memorial, but that building is closing. Bruce Davis is a county commissioner. He also retired from the Marine Corps after 20 years of service. He says developers relocated more than 3,000 bricks and the original marble plaque.
Well, what it means is another salute to our veterans, all the great work that they've done in the military, for those who've given the ultimate sacrifice, a place where folks can come 24/7 and reflect back on their loved ones, their friends who have served. It's just a great memorial. It's a good thing for the city of Greensboro to do.
The memorial also has flags to honor the five different branches of the armed services and a POW/MIA flag. Harrison Turner was a flight surgeon in the Air Force during the Vietnam War. He says the site is a reminder that freedom comes with a cost.
There are a lot of names, and I think it will draw a lot of people looking at those names to find their families, because there are a lot of families here that are still in Guilford County and their ancestors are on those plaques. So I think it'll be an attraction for them to come downtown and to meditate here about what their family did.
The new war memorial in Greensboro is located at Summit Avenue and Lindsay Street. The official name of the site hasn't been determined. Greensboro City Council members say they will consider a new name for the tribute by the end of this year. Carrie Brown, 88.5 WFDD News.